This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 185 for Wednesday, December 13th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is extending Tuesday's losses due to negative sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed are lower. Crude oil is making small gains, correcting itself after a downward slide. The Canadian dollar is up less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The U.S. Federal Reserve will announce its latest key interest rate decision later today, with many expecting the central bank to leave the rate unchanged. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that canola use for biofuel production reached 2.9 billion pounds in 2022-23, up from 1.3 billion the year before. That year, Canada shipped a record 2.6 million tons of canola to the U.S. The January canola contract is down $3.40 per ton at $659.90, while the March contract is down $3.90 per ton at $666.90. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all lower as traders await today's Fed Reserve announcement. Corn demand from the U.S. ethanol sector is currently running 5% above the pace from 1 year ago. Argentina's new economy minister announced that its peso will be weakened by 54% to 800 per U.S. dollar in an attempt to bring down the country's debt and inflation. He also announced the phase-out of export tariffs to the delight of farmers. Argentine weather conditions are currently supportive for both its corn and soybean crops. The March corn contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.80. Weather in most Brazilian soybean growing regions look hot and dry over the next 6 days before giving way to rain in dry areas. Brazilian Crush Association ABIOV lowered its production forecast for the country's soybean crop by 2.8 million tons to 161.9 million. It also projected 100.2 million for exports and 54.5 million for crush. The USDA reported a private sale of 198,000 tons to unknown destinations on Tuesday. The January soybean contract is down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.10, while the March contract is down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.29. A report from Argus Media said that Ukraine could have its smallest wheat harvest in 12 years next summer, estimating production at 20.2 million tons, down 2 million from the year before. Seeded area was also projected to decline by 240,000 acres to 11.24 million. Despite indications of a smaller wheat crop, France Agrimaire projected a 0.4% growth in exports outside the European Union for 2023-24 at 10.2 million tons. Argentina purchased between 910,000 and 930,000 tons of Black Sea region milling wheat on Tuesday. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.10. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 21 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.36. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.16. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, December 13th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.